This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And okay, it's the DJV program, 7 after the hour. Tuesday was yesterday, Wednesday is today, tomorrow is Thursday, yippee! It's Thanksgiving. You may think that the focus is on Black Friday. A lot of stores are actually opening tomorrow afternoon, and then there's Cyber Monday. But how many of you are actually thinking about the independently owned stores in your town, the mom-and-pop stores, the restaurants that are locally owned? I think that when it comes to the big malls and the big chains, I prefer to support the smaller stores, the little local people, the restaurants especially. So there is Small Business Saturday. You know about that, right? We all talk about, as I said, it's...
Is it this Saturday?
Yep, this Saturday. Saturday after Thanksgiving. Give your local retailer a boost. Give your local restaurants a boost. They need it, and they deserve it, frankly. It's the 10th anniversary this year of Shop Small, local shopping events. We here in my hometown are having a big... The lady who runs the Downtown Business Association is quite good. She's been very supportive of me and the farm. She's also very supportive of all these smaller businesses downtown. So it's the holiday market season. I'm looking at a lot of these holiday markets, almost like a, you know, what I love about Los Angeles, Jennifer, is the farmer's markets in the wintertime.
Tons of them.
Yeah, they're all over the place. So this is kind of like local, this is local stuff, so just keep that in mind. Meanwhile, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I are here to capture some ideas besides just Thanksgiving. If you were up late last night, didn't have to go to work today, all right, that's good. You'll not have to go to work tomorrow, probably, for the most part. There are a few, as I said, well, the restaurants are open tomorrow, and a lot of people working there. I woke up this morning with my mind on the theory of how we have created holidays and how we create self-interests on our holidays and how people, I don't know if it's still the case. I remember we always used to worry about it when I was a youngster. I used to worry about lots of stuff when I was a kid that nobody knew I was worried about, like my, because I came from a family that was just nothing but constant bickering and fighting and arguing, and it takes its toll, for sure. That's why I don't like to get into it, even as an adult, with Jennifer and Victoria. When the two of them disagree, I stay out of it. You've noticed that, probably, because I want to, even though they're very respectful and loving of each other, I just don't like upset. And Thanksgiving becomes oftentimes, in my memory anyway, and I don't know about yours, the time when people argue about everything. Families get together, they'd argue about old beefs, they'd argue about politics, they'd argue about money. What the hell?
Don't forget religion and why.
Yeah, oh yeah, religion, yes, yeah, that's a big one.
Politics, so, especially this year, especially for right now, it needs to stay away from the
Now, Lewis's
table.
Parents, what do they have politically going for them?
They're politically opposite of my parents.
Oh,
so,
perfect.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
Well, my parents have already, my parents know that don't bring up any politics. His parents don't bring up politics around me because they know that we don't agree on anything. So, I'm not really concerned about that happening. They just have nothing else in common. So, I'm wondering what we're going to talk about.
Talk about the food. Where is the food? Is she, the mother-in-law, making the dinner?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to their house. Okay. Have you ever been there before for a big dinner?
Yes, I've been there for Thanksgiving before.
All right, go ahead.
My suggestion is this, Victoria. Get some questions together ahead of time in your brain, like get-to-know-you questions. Mm-hmm. All-time favorite movie. Favorite television show. Do you vape? Boxers or briefs? No. But seriously, that gets people talking, and people unite around all-time favorites. Plus, it makes it look like you care what they think, which is really exciting.
Right. As a good,
so
as
exciting.
A very good, now listen, though, this is to your credit. As a very good talk radio personality, you know that you have to listen more than you talk. And so capturing the ideas of somebody else or making them feel like they're special or their ideas are important, it's very good. It's
yep.
it,
you know, works like a charm.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jennifer, thanks, you have guys. Some new... Carrie, you didn't jump in on that one at all. I forgot to... You're going to your folks' house for Thanksgiving,
because Carrie's
right? going to
have a fun Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a fun, no-drama Thanksgiving. It's going to be great.
No drama. Talk to your mama. No drama.
My family is very lucky, and there is very, very little drama ever.
I get that.
So
yeah,
we all
right.
get along pretty well.
Yeah, that's a good thing. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back at...
spice things up.
Yeah, Jennifer will come over and start a
I just pictured Jen dropping conversation bombs.
Anyway, you've never been to Jennifer's house for a party. I have.
She can stir the pot when she wants to.
Well, but plus the fact her father will have a couple of drinks and he'll get going on stuff, and that just, you know, it's... I'm not going to... You were very frank with me yesterday on the air, so I'm going to be likewise with you at the moment. The first time I ever went to Jennifer's house, I think it was a Thanksgiving, or her father's house, and her mother was there, and her father's girlfriend was there, or they were trying to avoid one
I know
another.
That's not true, because they would never be in the same room together.
you must
be conflating.
I know, I think one went out the back door, and the other one came in the front door.
So and I cried.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
It happens every year. It's not like it was unique.
I'm such an idiot. I'm a self-saboteur because I love the holidays and they suck for me. It's never easy. It's never easy, but I love them still.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyway. So we're just bringing up memories of Thanksgiving. Wait till Christmas. Memories of
holidays
Thanksgiving.
Gone past.
So I'm coming to your house for Christmas Eve, right?
Bring your armor.
Armor, right, exactly. Yeah. All right, let's see. Where are we? Oh, some new polling, Jennifer. What's going on in the world?
We might have a love connection.
Political.
We might have a death match that could go
in. Yeah, right. No, you know what I'll do? I'll sit in the corner with Fred like I did the last time I was there. We just talk about...
No, because you didn't interact with anybody else. No,
we had a nice time, though. Fred Dreyer, we're talking about. Fred Dreyer, the former football player and the star of a number of television and movies. He's a very good, very interesting guy. And he and I have the same views on lots of things. That's what we love. We let everybody else do their thing, and we just sat in the corner. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's some new polling being done that will do what for us? Going to help us how, Jennifer?
Here's the thing. I don't know if it's going to do anything to enrich your life, but it's going to give you an indication as to who's surging upwards and who's surging downwards and who's kind of riding out the wave. And the riding out the wave guy is Joe Biden, who continues to lead.
His son, though, Jennifer.
I know.
His son.
Oh,
my God, what kind
Look,
of...
Look, I'm not voting for any of these clowns. This is all your department. I'm just filling you in.
No, it's not my department, but I just... Victoria, we were talking off the air about some of the things this galoot is into.
He's old enough
to know better. What's the matter with him?
Yeah, new revelation.
He's a drug addict.
He's an addict. He went to rehab after
he got kicked out of the military.
The story that's sort of floating around Page Six today is that he was accused of smoking crack in a VIP room at a strip club in D.C. This wasn't recent. This actually happened in 2016 or something. He went to rehab, but then he left after a week and then transferred to a spa somewhere in California.
As soon as we mentioned the name of the strip club in Washington, Kara was right on the case. Apparently right
up
the
street. It's 3 blocks north of the White House.
Yeah. Lovely. On K Street, which is a great place for a strip club with all those boobs there. All right, meanwhile, do we have some new polling results?
No pun intended, I guess.
I know, literally.
No, right. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the story. So Joe Biden is still riding it out. He's still at the top of all this, despite the charges of corruption, of course, with him and Ukraine and China, and the reports about his kid. He's still leading by about 10 points
You're not voting for his kid.
But you know how this stuff, I mean, it just dirties people up and makes people question you. And imagine if this were Donald Trump Jr., what people would be doing if it was revealed that he was smoking crack in a strip club. I mean,
it wouldn't do anything. It wouldn't change his support. Trump supporters would still support him.
You have to dig for the Biden story. It was on Page Six, but try to find it somewhere else. looked on CNN today.
Well, it happened a couple of years ago, so even page six is kind of digging it up from the past.
If it were Donald Trump Jr. 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it'd be top page news. In any case, Joe Biden's still at the top of the polls in a new CNN poll conducted by SSRS. He's got 28% support among Democrats and Democrat-leaning independents who are registered to vote. Then, this is what's interesting, Elizabeth Warren was solidly in second. In some polls, she was actually very close to first. Now, she's dropped down to third. Bernie Sanders is surging. He's in second place with 17% of the vote. That's Elizabeth Warren is in third at 14% of the vote, and Pete Buttigieg is in fourth at 11%. That's good news for Pete. He was about 7%.
The rest of them should hang it up. You know what? The other four, the rest of them should just hang it up.
What about your boyfriend, Bloomberg? Should he hang it up?
Bloomberg's not my boyfriend, but I think Bloomberg would be the best of that lot by far.
I will tell you, there's a rumor floating around that was reported. I don't know if it's a rumor. It was a story reported on by Politico to be more apt, I guess, more correct.
Accurate.
And, and in that article, they said that President Obama told a candidate, one of the top-tier candidates who's running, that he would do everything in his power to stop a Bernie Sanders candidacy, and that he thought Joe Biden had lost it. So, yeah.
Well, who's he going to support then?
It's a good question, huh?
All right.
Yeah. He'll probably go after someone.
Let's go back to the Trump camp. This Chinese woman who's convicted of trespassing at Mar-a-Lago, is that before? He went down on Tuesday, so he's at Mar-a-Lago for Thanksgiving.
This was like a year ago, right?
Oh, really? Yeah. So, but she's getting a prison sentence, yeah?
Well, she should.
I remember
she
when this happened, like 6 years.
And multiple cell phones, and she was up to no good, and I don't know what she was planning on doing there, but
more Chinese.
She got caught, yeah.
Bad stuff, right? She had two passports, four cell phones.
Right. Can you imagine, though, had she actually installed malware on the servers at Mar-a-Lago, the spying that could go on from the Chinese government, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. Chinese,
think
no
about,
good.
It's not just Trump. Think about who stays there.
Everyone else
world
stays
leaders.
There. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The border situation, there's a big to-do about now eminent domain land being taken. I thought the wall conversation is kind of kaputsky, but apparently there's something that's surfaced. A lot of the locals are upset because the land is being taken and converted, and I wonder what that's going to do to even land values down there. What is this wall doing to land values? I wonder, the people that have ranches and farms and stuff down in that area. Something also for us to be thinking about, it would seem to me. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Here's something that you can do for yourself for Thanksgiving for any time of the year. If you have aches and pains brought about by what you do, you have carpal tunnel syndrome because you sit at the computer all day. You have any of that problem, Kara? Are you having any? Because you spend a lot of time at bigger computers on keyboards and stuff. Do your wrists ever bother you?
Yeah, my wrist, my back, I'm like leaning over the whole time. I've also got texting neck, which isn't that the term that they call it when you just
texting
lean over?
Neck.
Yeah,
yep.
Lean over, look at your phone too much. Yeah, I have that a little
really?
Bit.
All right, yeah. So we have to get you some Joint Formula 14. Fix those aches and pains. Get ache relief in 14 days or your money back. That's what Joint Formula 14 is all about. Find out at achefree.live. There's lots that this has to offer for you and for your pet. Treat your pet to the same move. You want, if it's good for you, it's going to be good for him or her, right? Give him the best every day. I give it to Daisy May every single day. And it's obvious what's going on with her. She has such a fabulous life now. She couldn't even walk when I got her a year and a half ago. Go to achefree.live. Special buy one, get one free offer right now, whether it's for you or your pet. You want to get joint relief, and this is an all-natural formula that will do the trick. Yep, feel better with Joint Formula 14. Get it for you, get it for your friends, get it for your family. Good Christmas idea, something meaningful. Relief you get or your money back. Achefree.live is the website to go to. That's achefree.live. Special offers using the DJV code. 21 after the hour here.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cyndi Lauper for any number of reasons. When my daughter was just old enough to begin to talk, the Cyndi Lauper songs were becoming popular first time around. And I remember how when she saw a picture of Cyndi Lauper, she got all excited. And now today, 40 years later, she still gets excited. Maybe that's the memory. Maybe that's why I like Cyndi Lauper as much as I do. She's going to get the United Nations inaugural High Note Global Prize, given to artists who use their music and their platform to advocate for social justice. Kesha on hand to present Lauper with the award at her own annual Home for the Holidays benefit concert in L.A. on the 10th of next month, which is Worldwide Human Rights Day. She's being recognized for her advocacy for the LGBTQ community, including True Colors United, the nonprofit organization she co-founded to work toward ending homelessness among the LGBTQ young people. That's what this song is. Something. It's just so unique, her approach, her style, I think, anyway.
She's also so good in concert. I cannot recommend seeing her more highly because she is just amazing. Her voice is incredible.
Is it? Well, her voice is incredible. Stage presence. I think she has that.
She's so much fun, too.
Something presence, yeah. Of the 4.5 million young people who are experiencing some form of homelessness in our country, up to 40% of them are gay or lesbian or bisexual. Cindy's nonprofit offers an array of resources for them: training, education, technical assistance, advocacy, youth collaboration programs to prevent homelessness among young people. It's also
so many kids in that community, just their parents literally throw them out onto the street like they're just discarded. And Cindy's helped so many of those people not take their own lives, even. That's what happens so often.
She's not gay.
No.
She's just
you don't have to be gay to care about other people.
No, I know you don't, but sometimes they put the two of them together, and I just am not. Now, this is the first time I ever even thought about her sexuality, actually. Lineup for this Home for the Holidays concert that she sponsored includes Brandi Carlile, Billy Porter, Henry Rollins, Justin Tranter, King Princess. Who's Justin Tranter? Should I know?
I don't know that name.
I don't either.
King Princess is opening for Harry Styles on the new tour.
I see. Okay. All proceeds from the concert support True Colors United programs. And after the ceremony, her award will be displayed by the Grammy Museum. So, lots of cool stuff for a cool lady. Next up, speaking of cool, Taylor Swift is in our musical focus here at 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Victoria, Cara, and I, and you, listening to a new dance mix of First Dance. Song's called Lover. I don't hear the dance yet.
That's not really. It's called First Dance.
Like at a wedding.
Oh. Okay, I got it. So why do they have to redo it? Wasn't the first one pretty similar to this? Why do they have to redo it?
I think they just added. So she performed at the AMAs over the weekend, and she did a more, I guess, orchestral version, and she had a ballerina who danced to it. And so I think, I don't know, I guess people really liked the version and thought it was really pretty, and so...
So they added some strings.
Strings, made it... I mean, it sounds fairly similar, but I'm sure someone will pick it for First Dance.
Okay, that's good. Something to look forward to when we go to your wedding, Cara.
Probably won't have this song playing, but, you know.
Okay. 28 after the hour, playing songs is part of what we do here on the Daily DJV Show.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? The holidays are coming, and now is the time to brighten your smile. With office parties, family gatherings, and photo opportunities coming up, don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday ready in no time. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore or sensitive like other whitening treatments, and it's totally safe and effective on all dental work. If you're not happy, Power Swabs are backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. That's right, 40% off, an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick. Call 800-208-1797, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile holiday ready with Power Swabs.
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The thick of the Thanksgiving travel period has begun, but a pair of powerful storms are threatening to overpower the estimated 55 million Americans who are expected to travel away from home for the holiday. A heavy snowstorm already stranding over 1,000 travelers at Denver International Airport yesterday. The same storm could be causing headaches at Minneapolis-St. Paul today, and a new storm is blowing in on the West Coast today, putting another 17 million people in Southern California and Arizona under flash flood watches. Traveling yesterday to Florida was President Trump for a Keep America Great campaign rally at Sunrise, where he told supporters,
"Our beautiful America is thriving like never before. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come."
USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Traction in your action. It's the DJV program. D stands for Doug. Doug Stefan. J stands for Jennifer. Jennifer Horn. V stands for Victoria. We are Victoria's Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen at the controls. There are some new Thanksgiving side dishes getting some traction, some focus. Have you noticed people are looking for something different? And how to keep your arteries clog-free is one of them.
Well, one of the things that was interesting, we talked about this, I think it was last week, the most Googled, this came from Google, the most Googled main dishes or side dish for each state. And I was surprised at how many states, I want to say it was at least 10, where salad was the number one most Googled thing for Thanksgiving. So maybe people do want to have something a little healthier and not just so carb-heavy.
You know, I go to the movies a lot from this time of year until when the weather gets better in the spring. I just love going to the movies. I enjoy it. Whether I go with somebody or go by myself, I like the experience. And I often go to the Eat Theater and have, last night I had a salad with ranch dressing. And it was just the right amount of food and just sort of the right thing. I had a glass of lemonade and a salad. And I'm sitting there watching the movie and it's kind of fun. As a matter of fact, watching in that circumstance. And so I was thinking about how simple It would be, I'm not going to have Thanksgiving with anybody. There's nobody around, and I'm going to work and have everybody stay home. Actually, I'm working with a couple of people. We have a special project we have to get done that really can't do at a time when everybody else is around. So holidays are a great time to get some things done on the farm that you can't do other at other times. And so it's, you know, but I think about what people want, and we're so almost to the point of it being grueling, Victoria, into the tradition. You got to have this, you got to have that. Why? You know, there are a lot of, if you're, the experience isn't the food, the experience of people that you're with and how you're expressing your thanks, if you will. Wake up in the morning every day, as far as I'm concerned, ought to be Thanksgiving. You wake up and you give thanks for all of the great things that you have, the great experiences, the great people that you've known. Hopefully you have a great job. The world is a place that really appreciates the energy that you get when you express thank yous, gratitude. And if there's any time during the year from now until the end of the year, maybe the first year, I think it's important every day to do it. But if you don't, this is certainly the time of year. Not to be superficial either. Not superficial. Really dig into your head and think about the things in your life that you are really, really appreciative to have experienced or be doing. Thank God for that, if you will. Well, let's move to the more banal reality of this big explosion in Texas.
Yeah.
Good God, what a mess that is. What's the story?
It is. So if you haven't heard yet, early this morning, a chemical plant, there was a big explosion in Texas. This is about 90 miles east of Houston in Port Neches. It looks like is the, I'm not sure, I apologize if I'm Houston? Saying that wrong.
Natchez?
It's N-E-C-H-E-S.
Natchez, okay, maybe that's it. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, so at least three employees were injured in this explosion. The chemical fire is actually still burning at the site. A mandatory evacuation order has been issued for everyone within a half a mile of this plant. It's called the TPC Group Plant, and they said that there is extensive damage throughout the city. The police department is saying to stay off the roads anywhere near the refineries, obey all the barricades, things like that. They said that personnel was evacuated from the plant, and it makes chemical and it makes products for chemical and petroleum companies. That's what they make. 13,000 people live in this town, and some of their home windows were actually blown out by the blast. That's how bad it was. And so, like I said, the fire is burning a chemical called butadiene, something like that. It's a colorless gas, and it's considered a health hazard.
Butane. It's a relative of butane.
Maybe
yeah,
it's related
not,
to that.
There's no
know.
Smell. Yeah.
It's
right.
It says that it is it's a health hazard. It's made for it's actually made from processing petroleum, and it's used to make synthetic rubber and plastics. So yeah. You can just imagine what that is doing to your lungs if you're breathing that in. The injured employees are now at the hospital and they're undergoing treatment, and then the group that owns the chemical plant said that their focus is obviously protecting the first responders and the public and minimizing any impact to the environment. It's kind of too late for that. People on Twitter have put all kinds of videos up, and everything in the sky is just a giant orange glow.
Yeah.
So So I'm sure as the days and maybe even weeks go, we'll get more of an assessment of the real damage here.
All right, a couple of other items up that same corridor. The search and rescue operations continuing in Albania following that big earthquake there yesterday, 20 miles northwest of the country's capital. The U.S. Geological Survey reported it was a shallow earthquake. That is, it was only 12 miles below the surface, so those can do more damage. The deeper they go, the less damage they do because the earth absorbs the shock. But if it's on the surface or pretty close to the surface, the earth itself doesn't absorb. It's what's on the surface that absorbs all the energy. People were asleep when the buildings began to fall down around them. More than a dozen, I think you said, was it 14 people? Died, Kara, did you tell me that? Who told me that there were more, the numbers have gone up here in the last...
I did, but I'm not sure if that's the same amount now. I know it's over a dozen.
Yeah. The Balkans are on top of a number of fault lines. Albania, for those of you who don't know where it is in the area of former Yugoslavia on the other side of the Adriatic from Italy. That's where Albania
weren't
is.
Weren't you supposed to go to Albania?
I was supposed to go to Albania.
Now, that just clicked in my brain. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, I was. Yep. This is the most powerful earthquake there since 1978. Well, it's the home of the resistance for Iran's government. And I was going to go interview some of the leaders of it, but I didn't quite, the pieces didn't fit together at the last minute. So, anyway, Italy and Greece are helping Albania. Greece is the neighbor to the north. Italy, as I said, to the west. Recovery operations and the European Union will be offering assistance as well. Bad situation. Those things are never, ever, ever easily recovered from. It's not a good sentence because it ends in a proposition. But people don't get back to normal for a long time after there's this much damage. You see the pictures and stuff. Wow. Now, there's another problem in Santa Barbara. There's a brush fire that has now spread to 4,200 acres. I forgot to talk to Jennifer about this. It is zero contained at the moment. In other words, it's completely out of control. Firefighters are unable to contain the raging fire because of the winds. Strong, strong Santa Ana winds, dry conditions. Where we go again? They're going to shut the power off. God damn these people. Sorry.
Well, the wind gusts today, well, there is supposed to be a lot of rain, so that could be good.
Yeah, there's rain moving in today and tomorrow. It's going to be very wet Thanksgiving in California.
But Jen was telling us off the air that that's really threatening wine country. So,
yeah. But, you know, and my son is up there with his wife in that very
area.
They're
soaked. I've been watching them on Instagram. They're in the rain. Yeah. They rescued someone who got stuck on the side of the hill. They've had a lot of adventure going on up there.
Well, they're both very adventurous and very much likely to get into that sort of thing. They're both very loving, very much caring and sharing. So that's one of the many things they have in common. It's kind of neat to see them going, you know, into stuff like that, as you're suggesting. All right. So anyway, it's California, and there was no good SOBs at Pacific Gas and Electric have said they would shut the power off today and leave it off in some of these areas till the wind died down, which might be 24 hours. Can you imagine Thanksgiving in your home? You have everybody over at Pacific Gas. I don't even begin to imagine how they get away with it in this day and age. How do you do that? It just doesn't compete.
I don't know how they do it, because even the governor has condemned it. So I'm not sure what authority do they even have.
Well, maybe they don't give a damn. That's how badly run they are. All right, 44 after the hour. Time for us to give you an idea as you think about going online to buy this, that, and the other thing. We're going to suggest you go online to MyPillow.com and take advantage of some of the fabulous specials for this weekend. Going into Christmas, the new bath towels, very nice. I washed mine. I actually was sitting on one because it was so comfortable. How about that? What do you think of that, Victoria? Sitting on a towel to make you, you know,
why?
Comfortable. Because the chair I was sitting in was hard. And so I wanted something soft. And that's what these towels are, nice and soft. But unlike other soft towels, they actually dry your bod. So you can enjoy this towel six-pack that's brand new from MyPillow. Good Christmas present. I said there's a ton of stuff at MyPillow.com. Make good Christmas presents. You know, if you want to treat somebody in your family, maybe your daughter, your son needs new sheets, pillowcases, that sort of thing. Find them all at deep discounts by using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. And that goes for these new extra-soft, super-absorbent towels that are at MyPillow.com. Let's see. I'm thinking that I go back a number of years thinking about towels. I don't know why I do. The additives that were in towels, you know, used to buy them and put stuff in them like the carpets, and there's nothing good about that. That's why you always wash towels and that sort of thing before you use them. New clothing as well, because they put stuff in them that isn't good for you. But they don't do that at MyPillow. I just was so used to washing things when they're new that I just threw them into the washing machine. Now they are there. It's fun. I think I'll get some more, as a matter of fact. Go to Radio Listener Specials tab at MyPillow.com. Get all the discounts, but you get 30% off these brand new amazing towels. Again, enter the promo code DJV for that and many other great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
When was the last time you whitened your teeth? Holidays are coming. Now is the time to brighten up those teeth and make your smile more inviting. Don't be caught off guard with cringeworthy, discolored, ugly teeth. With Power Swabs, you can whiten your smile and be holiday photo ready in no time at all. Power Swabs are clinically proven to whiten an average of 2 shades in the first 5 minutes. Power Swabs never leaves your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all those other whitening treatments. And it's totally safe and effective, all natural, in fact. If you're not happy, Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try Power Swabs and see how much whiter your teeth will be in just 5 minutes. Call 800-208-1797 for 40% off, an additional $10 off, plus a free quick stick. Call for Power Swabs, 800-208-1797. Get that bright smile, 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's the DJV program. There's a hospital in your home state of New Jersey that's in the news today, Victoria, because they somebody came in for a kidney transplant yesterday, and they put the kidneys in the wrong patient. Hey, that's swell.
Tell me, please, what hospital so I can avoid it.
Well, these sorts of things here and there have ramifications not only for the local hospitals. This was our Lady of Lourdes Hospital in Camden.
Oh, boy. Like Camden needs any more problems. Jeez.
Right, that's a real cesspool.
It's
a real cesspool. Anyway, the patient who was designated to have the organ received a transplant after the fact. 113,000 people waiting for organ transplant, so it's not like they have the freedom to put the one in the wrong body. The news came out yesterday. The operation was last week. There you go, boys and girls. How do you like that? The customs and border people have been criticized for ignoring a call to vaccinate migrants. The letter that's out being circulated today focuses on a CDC recommendation to vaccinate all of the detained migrants, but apparently they didn't decide. They decided not to do it. The letter said that migrants more susceptible to contracting the flu. Families are locked in cages, yeah. But the, let's see here, the Customs and Border Patrol people say that it would be logistically challenging to implement a comprehensive vaccine program. So just not, don't do anything? I guess.
Look, the bottom line is, I think it's pretty obvious that these people's lives are not that important to anyone down there. And so I'm sure in their minds they're thinking, well, why bother? You know, so if they die, then there are fewer of them for us to deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that that's the sad, disgusting reality.
Yeah. All right. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
To get into movie moments, this is the theme, not from the original Fugitive, is it? Is it the original one?
The movie in 93 with Harrison Ford, Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, but there's a remake going on right now, as a matter of fact. I'm trying to remember who I saw attached to it. Some big name actor is attached to another Fugitive. This was going to turn into a TV show or something. Well, it was originally a television show, then it became a movie. Harrison Ford was great in it. Tommy Lee Jones. Wasn't that? Was that the one that?
There was a sequel. There was the original TV show with David Jansen.
Which was
popular in the '60s, and then 1993, Warner Brothers produced a feature film starring Harrison Ford as the character Richard Kimball, who battles the One-Armed Man, and that was a big box office hit. Tommy Lee Jones went on to win an Oscar. The best supporting actor, played the U.S. Marshal, was great. Then they did a sequel which starred Tommy Lee Jones. Robert Downey Jr. had a part in that film. And then yesterday it was announced that Warner Brothers has hired director Albert Hughes, who did the Denzel Washington movie Book of Eli, to helm a remake of this film. No one has been cast as of yet. And then yet there's a streaming network, I forget the name of it, that will launch next year, which will do a loose variation
that's
of The Fugitive Kiefer Sutherland and
Boyd Holbrook. Yeah, that's where I read it. It's Kiefer is playing the lead in the thing. Yes. Okay, that's where I got that. So
you like the idea of remaking The Fugitive?
Well, I would like to. I'm trying to come up with somebody who would be good in that role, and I'm thinking of the usual suspects, but maybe there's. Yeah. Somebody like Ryan, one of the two Ryans, or, that bunch of actors that are pretty predictable. And is this something that Brad Pitt would do?
I actually have a feeling what they could do here, and they've done this a lot, is they might gender revert. They might use a female as the lead. I wouldn't be surprised if they go that route. Yeah, I think that could be a small move, maybe. But I don't know. I have mixed feelings about this stuff. I wish I would just do some original, you know, ideas instead of always going back to the well of safe genre picks. But here's the thing. I mean, these studios now are spending $150, $200 million on a lot of these big genre movies. They're nervous of doing something unoriginal because they don't want to get a clunker and take a big
Look at Charlie's Angels.
With the pilot of Fugitive, they're probably going to get their money back.
They did Charlie's Angels. It was a good story. It was a lot of fun. And because for some reason critics wanted to do whatever it is, I don't think there's an original thinking critic out there. Do you? Is there somebody who is supposedly a critic that has original ideas?
Most of the critics are more online now than the name critics for magazines and newspapers. But having said that, I don't think Charlie's Angels clunked at the box office because of the reviews. The reviews weren't really that bad. I just think for whatever reason, people were not motivated to wanting to see another Charlie's Angels film. You don't know. Nobody has a crystal ball where the public taste will be when after they produce something and it comes out.
Yeah, they make their money back around the world.
Well, they don't. I don't know. No, I don't think so.
Money. Yeah,
no, they will. On this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
so what do you
have to take though?
Are there new movies because it's Thanksgiving week? New movies coming out tonight?
I don't think so. But there's really good buzz on two movies that come out later in December. Really good advance on Clint Eastwood's Richard Jewell movie.
Yes, that's very good.
And also really good buzz on Sam Mendes' World War One movie titled 1917. People who've seen that film say that the cinematography is groundbreaking.
Is it brutal?
That film.
No, is it a brutal war story? I don't know. I haven't seen a trailer for it yet. But the Richard Jewell ads are all over TV. And at 86, Clint Eastwood still knows how to crank them out. You know, that's all. When you look at how well it's done and the actors that will work with him, they all want to work with him. And he's, you know, working all the time, cranking stuff out. So,
he is. Well, he started filming that movie in June, and it's out already for December. He works very fast. He's known for doing a lot of one takes, meaning actor reads his line, actress reads their line, and he goes, that's a take, and he keeps the project moving forward. Yeah.
Well, the producers love that because it saves them money.
Speaking of Charlie's Angels, Elizabeth Banks, who is in that movie and directed it, signed a deal with Warner Brothers to do to star and direct an Invisible Woman movie over at the studio. Warner Brothers is also going to do an Invisible Man movie, so they're really going to the well with all this well-known stuff from the past.
I want to know what's going on with Sophia Bush. I'm going to check her out and see what's happening on that side of the street. Chuck Curry is our movie man. Happy Thanksgiving from the DJV Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.